Well, Edward Dutton, again. Not because he appeared on my horizon, because Egyptians appeared on my horizon. Egyptian religion doesn't leave me alone. And every time I'm thinking about the properties of this religion, I inevitably recall Edward Dutton. Because he's so fundamentally wrong. He's polar opposite of truth regarding religions. It seems that he's right because he declares that religions promote ethnocentrism. And we turn to religions, look at Egyptians. Wow. Their religion is all around ethnocentrism. It does promote ethnocentrism. It worships the ethnicity itself. We look at other religions, Hittites, Mesopotamian nations. Every religion worships its ethnicity. Everyone loves its ethnicity. Every ethnicity considers itself exclusionary, something special, something superb. Of course, latently superior to their neighbors, but not always overtly because neighbors have military power and you need diplomacy and everything, but secretly. For yourself, you believe that you are better, that you are a gift of gods to this planet. And everybody believes so. It's a healthy belief to believe that you are inherently good, that you are worth existing. That's the center of a religious belief. Wait. It corresponds to my idea that religion is anthropocentric. Yes, anthropocentrism of a religion, this embarrassing anthropocentrism of Christianity, for example. Yes, it stems from original ethnocentricity of a religion because ethnocentricity is a subset of anthropocentricity. So, yes, it's normal. Yes. Every time you see anthropocentrism in religion, that, oh, we believe that the entire universe was created for the sole purpose to satisfy us humans. That sounds stupid, but it's a next step from a very healthy belief that you are worth existing, that you deserve to propagate your genotype. So religions, all of them originally believe that you must reproduce because you are so good that it would be seen not to replicate you. Well, because you are so good, you are a gift from gods. And sometimes literally. So yes, religions are anthropocentric, but it would be a grave mistake to insist that religions promote ethnocentrism because they are ethnocentrism. A religion is a manifestation of biological, psychological ethnocentrism in ideological space, in the space of communication, in the space of human relations. So it is how our first signal system that somehow hormonally encodes ethnocentrism manifests itself into second signal system in form of religion. A religion is an avatar, a form of ethnocentrism. It is ethnocentric. This is why it is wrong to say religion promotes ethnocentrism. But more importantly, it is wrong to be Edward Dutton because Edward Dutton is selling you fucking Christianity. And Christianity is not ethnocentric. We see ethnocentrism in religions so clearly, so brightly. When we look at original religions, at, let's say, pre-Christianic religion. Pre-Christianic religions, perfectly ethnocentric, so ethnocentric, it's beyond words. We look at Christianity and we see a religion of second order. Christianity is a second order religion. It exploits original religiosity of humans, biological religiosity, to defeat its own purpose. Christianity defeats the purpose of religion by exploiting inherent religiosity in human brains, exploiting the tricks of religion, the flaws or properties. No, they're not flaws, because before Christianity, these defects of thinking, these brain defects that produced absolutely irrational, stupid, idiotic religions in humans, they served survival and served perfectly well. Because it doesn't matter whether you rationally believe that your race is better than other races or irrationally. No, it doesn't matter. Either way, it serves survival. You should believe that you are good and you are at least better than your neighbors. That's very good for your survival, this belief, regardless of how rational this belief is. And because the evolution didn't bother to make our beliefs rational, it opened the possibility to create religions that use the same irrational approaches, the same irrational mental pathways to create ideas, dogmas, that are contrary to survival, that are not useful for survival. And one such idea is Christianity. Well, because no alien in heaven, no alien in celestial Jerusalem, but that's just an example. It's thoroughly anti-ethnocentric. Liberals, yes, leftists, liberals, all these new atheists, they are imbeciles, of course, and they claim that Christianity excused slavery. Christianity was ethnocentric. Christianity didn't consider Negroes having souls, didn't think Negroes have souls. And all this entire narrative is actually evidence to the contrary of the claim. It is evidence to the contrary of the claim. Why Christianity bothered with souls of Nubians? Because if Nubians have souls, then slavery wouldn't be allowed. So, in order to excuse slavery, Christianity had to invent narrative about the absence of souls and the difference in the presence of souls. The soul discrepancy. Why was it needed? Because all other discrepancies were shadowed by Christianity. Christian mind refuses to recognize Nubians as to be different, fundamentally different, inherently different, overtly different from white people, simply because they are not white people. You need some more
You need another excuse. You need to prove, quote unquote, prove that they have no souls. Otherwise, you cannot consider them different. The fact that they are Nubians was not enough for Christianity to excuse enslaving Nubians. At the same time, not at the same time, not at the same time, 10,000 years before that. But in our timeless space of retrospection, Egyptians enslaved Nubians simply because they are Nubians, not because souls, but because they are Nubians, and this was enough excuse. Egyptians didn't bother about Nubian souls because they don't care. It is not that they deny it automatically or recognize it automatically. It is that they fundamentally don't care. How they call it? Blood and soil. Blood and soil for Egyptian religion is more important than the presence or absence of an immortal soul. Egyptian religion speaks about immortal souls for a particular ethnicity after blood and soil. When we establish blood and soil, we say he is a son of Egypt. Then we talk about his soul. If he is not a son of Egypt, we don't even reach the question of his soul. It's not our problem. Daughters of Egypt are not allowed to marry foreigners, are not allowed to marry Nubians, regardless of the soul. Daughters of Egypt are not allowed to marry Nubians because Nubians are Nubians and not for any other reason. At the same time, Christianity doesn't impose such prohibition. A Christian daughter is not prohibited to marry a Nubian because he's a Nubian. Can you see it now, right now? Can you finally recognize the fundamental anti-ethnocentrism of Christianity, the destructive nature, the globalist, global homo? Christianity is fucking global homo because it refuses to prohibit explicitly to marry Nubians. If it does in certain sects, they have to create additional excuses. Blood and soil does not qualify as a solid ground for refusal of marriage in the Christian framework.